Okay, so next we're going to talk a little bit about the small group personal training model. We're going to talk a little bit about the difference between Fit Body Forever and boot camp, because we're not selling boot camp, we're not selling large group fitness, we're not selling group training, we're really selling personal training. And so how do they look and feel different? Okay, what do the workouts look like? Okay, so I think I actually have this on a better slide, but so I get a lot of pushback. I don't know why. I still can't figure out why people haven't adopted 30-minute sessions, but we're huge fans of 30-minute training sessions for older adults. We think you can get everything done. You can do 5 minutes of warm-up, 5 minutes of cool-down, 20 minutes of working out. Keep in mind, like, 5 minutes of warm-up, if you warm up too intensely, they're already like, like, that was too much, right? Like, a warm-up might literally be a gentle march, might even be walking in from the parking lot, right? So 30 minutes is plenty to get a lot done. Now, you can do whatever you want. If you want to do 40-minute sessions, 45, I don't care. The problem you run into is you run out of time slots real quick, right? Because you're like, wait a minute, I can't do a 10, a 10:30, an 11, 11:30 if I'm doing 45-minute sessions. So we just recommend you do some sort of movement type prep, warm up every workout 4 to 5 minutes. Standard Fit Body Forever workout is 30 minutes. Everything that we designed and given you template wise is based on a 30-minute program, with the expectation that you got 3 to 5 minutes of movement prep, 3 to 5 minutes of cool down at the end. Okay. So you can totally do that. You probably need more emphasis on the cool down if you're doing, or just 2 to 3 minutes, you probably need more emphasis if you're doing some metabolic stuff, if you're doing some finishers. You can do squat jumps, you can do burpees. You'll have some older clients that could even do box jumps, but you definitely want to have some sort of a go moment, which we call sort of check-in time, right? You want to make sure they didn't have any injuries the last workout. So a little bit more diligent on the follow-up, like right at the beginning, right? Because we're like, well, gee, on Monday, Joan was fine, but on Wednesday, I don't really know. Yeah, what has happened since then, right? Oh, your knee's been hurting since Monday? Like, I mean, a lot of that is just building that into the culture, right? Like, I say that the moment somebody signs up, you have got to communicate with us, right? There is no John Wayne mentality here. This is not tough it out. This is not suck it up, right? Like, if your knee's hurting, you got to tell us. If you don't tell us, we're going to keep doing more stuff that bothers your knee, right? Yeah. Like, we need to figure out process of elimination, what exercise we need to cut, change, whatever, right? Do we need to look at you better in terms of how you're moving, right? If you just keep gutting it out, not going to get better, right? Okay. So, and the United States, this takes about 20 seconds. I think Canada, it takes about 12 minutes. So, it's got to be careful. So how much time you spend on that, right?
They're like, sorry all the time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Well, I didn't really want to bring it up, but, now that you mentioned it, my left knee's been hurting for about 3 weeks. You remember that one time when we did that curtsy lunge? Well,
Yeah,
and you have to teach them the difference between effort, right? Like, my muscles are burning because I just did 10 squats versus pain in my knee. It feels like somebody shot a gun in my knee, right? You know, because otherwise they're just like, oh, I just thought it was effort. It's like, no, you got to tell us the difference. So some of it they have to learn, right? Because if they haven't been moving, they got to learn it. So we really think small group personal training is 4 to 6 clients. We think you can go 6 to 8. Then after that, you can start to split the groups as you grow, right? So ideally, we'd love for you to have 2 coaches and 12 to 16 clients in every time slot. So Stephen Hadley grew his 3 time slots, right? Alabama's kind of like Canada, like they like to take their time, and I got to tell you about my pickup truck and all that stuff, right? So 40-minute sessions, he could only do 3. 3 time slots, that was it. He grew that to 75 clients, right? 75 clients in 3 time slots. So he had 2 groups of 16, right? So 2 trainers. So the nice thing about 2 groups is now if you've got a husband and wife that are at different fitness levels, they can train at the same time, but they're, hey, you're going with Corey, that's the really high functioning, not really high functioning, you know. You're going with Jolene, right? So there's kind of 2 different levels, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's a good idea.
Yeah. That's the goal of your Fit Buddy Forever program long term, right? Is that you're going to have two trainers.
Good idea, you guys, but payroll.
Yeah, but if you got 16.
Like, yeah, great idea. Let's.
If you got 16 clients, though, it works great.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So then you can group them according to functional ability. Even prior to that, you can do some of that, right? So if you have three time slots, 10, 10:45, 11:30, you might have one that is your, you know, a little bit more deconditioned, a little bit more joint replacement, a little bit lower functioning, a lot as intense, right? Because people want to be with people that are at that level, right? I don't want to be the one person that can't get down on the floor. Everybody else is getting down on the floor, and I'm the one person that can't, right? Well, put me in that group with four other broken people, too, then I feel a lot better, right? Right? Commit to a specific group. This is not show up whenever you want. It's not drop in whenever you want. It's not you can come to boot camp whenever you feel like. It's, no, you have a personal trainer Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10. Okay? This is your appointment. This is your time slot, right? If we're going to sell it as personal trainer, we got to do an appointment as personal trainer. You doing that, Mel, for Fit Buddy Forever? You keeping them to times?
I am, but if they have a doctor's appointment, I allow them to come to the if they let me go in advance.
Right. They reschedule just like you would with a doctor, just like you would with a chiropractor, just like you would with a personal trainer, right? I can't just show up and expect you to train me. Wait, what if you have other clients, mm-hmm. right? So it's not show up whenever you feel like it, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible, but they let me know. Or they'll say, you know what, I have something going on, and they come at 8, and they're connecting to 10:15 on Friday.
Sure, of course. We're flexible. We're flexible to reschedule, but they don't just, it's not free-for-all, right? Mm-hmm. Because if it's free-for-all, then what happens? None of them show up at 9 a.m., and they all show up at 10. All of a sudden, we have then we have 13 people, and it's not small group personal training, right? So they're scheduled to a time. This also allows you to build a little bit more community, right? They start to bond with those people. Those become their people, right? It also allows you to really design the session better because you know Joanne's coming. She's got a knee issue. You know, Bob is coming, and he wants to do such and such. And it's a lot easier to design personal training for six older adults if you know who the six are that are coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to approve each client for small group personal training. So we talked about this earlier, Wendy. There will be some people you have to disqualify and just say, you know what? You're really not a good fit for us. You need one-on-one training, right? If that's the case, if you're not offering one-on-one training, then they got to go somewhere else. So hopefully you can develop a relationship with a one-on-one trainer you trust. You're not going to get very many of those, but you do have to qualify people. You should be customizing for each client. This is personal training, right? And again, when we have six clients, we can customize better, right? So if you have two clients that are like, but I really want to downhill ski, well, they should get some more high-impact activities. They should get some jumping. They should get some hopping. They should get some lateral agility, right? Might not be appropriate for other clients in that same group. All right, I love this slide. I just posted this in the Facebook group. You guys can take a picture of this if you want. But people always ask, so what's the difference, right? So obviously, boot camp's more metabolic, right? Fit Buddy Forever's less metabolic. More intense, less intense. Boot camp obviously is about weight loss, right? Fit Buddy Forever is not about weight loss. Doesn't mean there aren't going to be clients that come to you because they want to lose weight, right? And there are going to be clients that lose a lot of weight. But that's not the main focus, right? More about body image, less about body image. Faster paced, slower paced. Less individualized, right? I'm training 25 people. I am not giving individualized workouts, right? I'm giving great workouts, great training, but I can't possibly make it individual. Much more individualized when I'm training 4 to 6 people. Less purposely functional, more purposely functional, right? Less control over group makeup, more control over group makeup, okay? See those differences? It really is a personal training studio versus a boot camp, right? Lot of difference. You want to sell it and position it that way. This is not boot camp. Fit Buddy Forever should never taste, feel, or smell like boot camp. It really shouldn't, right? It shouldn't be as intense. The trainer should not come with the same motivational intensity, right? I say you sort of have to switch from motivational coach to compassionate coach, right? Like, I got to be more caring, I got to be more understanding, I got to be ready for the fact that you're going to walk in and your knees might be hurting from your workout yesterday, but you want to be here and you want to give me a great effort. So what you're doing is okay. You can take boot camp workouts, redesign them for this, right? But you can take Fit Buddy Forever workouts and they're not at all for boot camp, right? They're totally different. So so there's two approaches, right? The reality is when we ask the question, are there any exercises in boot camp that are off limits over here? No.
No, it just depends on the client.
Depends on the client, yeah. Right? Some exercises over here I could never do with some Fit Buddy Forever clients because of certain clients it wouldn't be safe, right? But then other clients it'd be fine.
I have lots of people over here that They can do things that people here can't do.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Absolutely. Right. So the workout templates that we've given you, have you seen those?
No.
Right. So that would help you, right?
Yes. Where is
Shauna? Come on. So Shauna needs to give you.
That's my fault.
Well, Shauna can give you trainer access if she doesn't want to give you all the business stuff in FitBody University. She can give you trainer access to all the workouts, exercise movements, exercise library. That would help you start designing workouts that are FitBody Forever. So if you haven't launched, we tend to recommend you start out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Once you get launched and you start to get busier, you'll eventually get to 5 days a week. You'll have sessions going maybe even 6 days a week on Saturday if you want. Yep. Membership length and options. I really recommend you do 7 and 11 month programs. I really like that. If you want to do 6 and 12 or just 12, what are you guys doing, Melanie? 7 and 11? Okay.
7 months, 11 months?
Yep. So your option is to sign up today. You can join for 7 months or you can join for 11 months. If you sign up for 11 months, Wendy, we're going to give you a 12th month for free.
Wow.
So if you sign up for 11 months, you're going to save $200, $250. Okay.
What if you get seven?
It's a month longer than 6, and it's not half the commitment of 11. So it's hard for your brain to go, oh, wait a minute, 7 feels like half as much as 11, but it's not half as much as 11, right? So which would you tend to want to do, Wendy, the 7 or the 11? The 11's a little bit better deal. You're going to save $249.
Yeah.
I don't care which one you choose. Right? If you choose the 7, I still got you for 7 months, and you're at full price. Right? If you choose the 11, I got you for a year, and you got about an 8% discount. Works really well.
I tell them that if they go on vacation a lot to buy the 11, because in that free month that I give them, that can be there.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and in the snowbird countries, like the Midwest and even where you guys are, the 7 month works really well because people are like, oh, well, I go to Florida for 5 months of the year. Great, buy the 7 months, right? So we don't even have to worry about that, right? So we like that. It's worked really well. Pricing, okay? Your pricing should be relatively similar to your boot camp, slightly higher, okay? We usually tell people 2 times a week should be the same as boot camp. 3 times a week should be just a little bit higher, okay? So I do starting out, launching, I would probably do 149 twice a week and 179 3 times a week. And once you get to 25 clients, you're going to go, your twice a week goes to your boot camp price. Your 3 times a week goes about $30 higher. Because part of it is, too, you don't really want there to be price.
It's just the launching. You want to get people in.
Right. You guys are still in that phase.
Yeah,
so you can
kind of still in that phase.
You need to start inching that price up.
Okay.
But you don't want a 55-year-old coming in going, but wait a minute, I can do boot camp 5 days a week for, you know, way, way less, right? You also, it would be weird for someone to come in and go, wait, why is boot camp 197 and this is 137, right? Like, they should be priced similarly, but this should feel more, right? So if somebody who's 57 comes in and goes, well, you know, I think I could do boot camp. I really want to come 5 days a week. Okay, great. Well, let's put you in boot camp, right? You should see 5 to 10% of your FitBody Forever leads just sign up for boot camp,
sure.
Right? Because you're going to get 55-year-old women coming in going, hey, this FitBody Forever thing sounds like for me, and then they're going to go, wait a minute.
Oh, maybe it isn't, but how about this one?
Right. Well, they're going to go, well, I can't do 10 a.m. or I can't do these time slots, and they're like, well, maybe I could do boot camp, right? They realize you're not as scary as they thought boot camp was. Right?
Boot camp salesperson that's still on the platter.
Yeah, absolutely.
They sold it themselves.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Have you seen any of that yet?
Mm-hmm.
You have? Okay.
Money wherever we can.
Yeah.
Same company.
It's the same company. It's not sad. Just track it, right? Track it. I mean, Cody and I always say that means your marketing's working, right? People are responding to your FitBody Forever marketing. They wind up signing up for boot camp. That's fine. That's what we call the spillover effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we market really, really well to women 55 to 70, we will wind up getting women 45 to 60 that go, this looks like something I want to try, right? You'll find out they've been on your email list for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Never taken up a boot camp offer. They see the word boot camp and go, that's not for me, right? Now they walk into the facility, they meet you, they realize you're not a meathead, you're not scary, you're not going to hurt them, you're not going to break them, you're probably not going to swear at them most of the time, you know? And they sign up for boot camp, right? Nadine complained to me about that for like a year. I was finally like, Nadine, you're getting more clients, right? Like, it's not the end of the world. So that can be frustrating when you're like, oh man, I got 20 FitBody Forever leads and 10 of them signed up for boot camp. Realize you're winning, right?
So,
yeah, that works. That works. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Enrolling clients, health assessment, functional assessments, you've got to spend a little bit more time here than you do probably with boot campers, okay? You got to do a thorough health history. You're going to have people with cardiovascular issues, joint issues, chronic pain, exercise history of zero, right? We got to be thorough there. Don't underestimate how much time that takes, right? You're going to sit down with a client and actually get a health history and do a fitness assessment. You're not going to crank those out in 15, 20 minutes. And then the last thing we talk about here is trying to assign clients to the groups that are going to fit them the best, right? So if somebody comes in and they're a very high-functioning older adult, and you're like, man, they're really fit, they just want a good workout, we want to try to put them in the time slot that we don't want them feeling like, I was afraid I was signing up for old person personal training. This is for old people, right? You don't want to put them in that time slot, right? So you want to make sure you're controlling this, right? So we try to tell people, you know what? I think the best time slots for you, Wendy, starting out are going to be the 10 or the 10:40, right? And if they're like, well, I can only do the 8:15, right? Like, well, if that's the only time you can do, that's fine. I just want you to realize the 8:15 has a few more people with joint issues, right? So we're going to try to make the workout like you're going to be the head of the class probably, Wendy, right? We're going to be pushing you a little bit harder than everybody else, right? Because I don't want you to show up to that first workout and go, wait a minute, everybody in here is a lot older than me. Am I in the right place? You know, so even though they might all be your same age, they're just not at your functional ability.
Right.
So ideally, we want to try to put clients in the groups that fit them the best, right? I mean, that's what we all want, right? It's like when we show up for swimming lessons, well, I don't want to be thrown in with the Olympic swimmers. My gosh, I'm going to drown, right? Put me in with the people that can barely swim. Functional aging training. So this is a great image for trying to explain to the person what we're doing in our training sessions, right? And I've done some whiteboard videos on it because people are like, well, what's functional aging training, right? Well, in a nutshell, what it is we're trying to take all the components of human movement, all the components of fitness, all the components of human functionality, and try to get that into a training session. Now, I would argue that's tough to do in one training session, but it's certainly not impossible to do across a week's worth of training when we think about three workouts, right? The reality is we can probably hit on all these components, we just can't do them to the depth we want in one training session, right? But if we think about most people's experience of fitness, it's cardio-respiratory, right? Walking, biking, you know, elliptical, maybe a group fitness class, maybe swimming, right? Oh, you might have me do some strength training, right? That's what they're thinking, right? And unfortunately, that's what a lot of trainers are still doing with older adults. They're like, well, we need to do some cardio and we need to do some strength training, right? And I still see lots of people putting a lot of garbage out saying, well, if we just get older adults stronger, then we'll solve all their problems, right? They just need to strength train, right? Well, when you look at a slide like this, you quickly realize there is no way strength training is going to solve all of their functional domains, right? Because balance is very complex, right? It's multisensory, right? My sensation in my feet, right? My sensation of, is my head out over my feet, right? I mean, there's a lot of senses, right? Center of gravity control. There's tons when it comes to balance, right? I don't think I have if you haven't seen the next slide, it goes each of these many layers deep, right? Because strength has many components, right? There's eccentric, there's concentric, there's isometric. Isometric is very functional, but we don't train it very much. Really, right? I mean, like holding something is very functional, right? Carrying something. I think carries are some of the best exercises you can do with older adults, right? I mean, think about it. We've got to carry groceries in, right? I mean, just think about going to the grocery store. It's the most ridiculous thing we do, right? I got to put all the groceries in the cart. Then I got to get them all out of the cart. Then I got to get them all back in the cart. Yeah. Then I got to all put them all in my car. Then I got to take them home, carry them in, then I got to put them away, right? carry, right? Carry the laundry basket up and downstairs. Carry stuff down to the basement, right?
Like a farmer's carry, but I make them have like maybe a 20 pound in one hand and a 15 in the other.
Sure.
Like your bags aren't always the same.
Right.
And then I make them switch hands. And then it's like, oh, I understand why we're doing this because I have to carry my crap up.
Just try a 20 in one hand and nothing in the other.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the other thing.
Right?
Like their purse.
We can carry.
Like their purse. That's exactly it.
Carry one medicine ball overhead. Right? All right? I'll have them carry a medicine ball overhead. I'll do step-ups with it overhead. They're like, why are we doing this? I know you never carry the laundry basket up and downstairs overhead, but I know if you could, going up and downstairs is not an issue for you, right?
Great.
Right. So, again, this just gets at the complexity of what we're trying to do in our training sessions, right? We are not just doing fitness. We're not just doing personal training. The cognitive, emotional is really important. The neuromuscular, proprioception. They don't know what that word means, but when we start to explain it, right, like your reaction time, your motor control, right? I am trying to teach your brain how to respond to what happens when you get knocked off balance, right? So the reason we do quick step things, the reason we do reaction and agility and change direction and weight shift and dot drills and all this agility work is so that when you have to, your brain can respond. It has that motor pattern in its head, right? So if someone pushes you, you can shift your weight and not fall down, right? Somebody knocks you off balance.
Yeah.
You could, if you dropped ice on the kitchen floor, if you dropped ice on the kitchen floor. So we got a bunch of done for you workouts in the members area. We do not do workouts of the day. We don't design workouts for you guys. We want you guys to design them. Okay, we give you about 10 or 12 templates, so you've got them. We give you a big exercise library, so you've got that. We really think you need to design your own workouts because your clients are so diverse. You know, like you got clients that want to downhill ski. Well, that's different. Yeah, you guys don't probably, right? So you've got to be able to design and tailor it based on the functional ability you got. Okay, so we give you templates to start from. And then go from there. So we've designed a bunch of generic, average, independent client workouts for you. Then, of course, you have to customize them up, down, okay? If you're FAS certified, you know how to do it, okay? Again, don't let it look, taste, or smell like boot camp. It should feel like a designed personal training session for that group. In fact, the reality is having a workout of the day might not work because your groups might be at such different levels. So what you'd have to do if you want to do the same workout is level it up, obviously, and you can do that. So
yeah, like I might have to do the same exercise, but
different levels.
Different,
right.
Which is fine with a group of four. It's like you're going to do it this way,
right.
And then we're on.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, here's a slide I was talking about earlier, a little simpler. So we really encourage you, since your space should allow, unless you have a boot camp ending immediately, you should be able to teach them a self-directed warm-up. This is what I've tried to teach some of the Canadians and Alabama folks. You know, like have them come in 5-10 minutes early, start doing warm-up stuff, right? So if you want to do 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30, well, the 10:30 group comes in at 10:20, 10:25, right? They start warming up, right? Even if you go 5 minutes long, they know what to be doing, right? So they're getting prepped and ready, right? Then you get into the training. You can do a finisher, 2 to 3 minutes, right? I mean, you can do squat jumps. If they can't jump, do a total body extension, push-ups on the floor, mountain climbers. Do that for 2 minutes, as many as they can, right? Cool down. And then I like to teach them some sort of stretching, but you're probably not going to have time to do it in the session, right? So if we can start teaching them some stretching to do on their own, they could even do it. You have enough space, they can do it off to the side while your next session starts. Just warm-up type, dynamic warm-up type stuff.
Okay. It's nothing different than we would do for anyone else.
No, not really. We include examples of that in the templates.
Yeah.
Movement prep and warm-up is a great place to put balance work, agility work, a variety of different things like that that you can do. That doesn't have to be intense, right? I mean, even just working on step reaches, right? Like how far can you reach your foot, right? I mean, that can be good movement prep and warm-up stuff, right? So these are several of the different circuits that we have designed for you that are in the members area. you guys know how to do this, but we've designed a bunch for you. So like here's a 6 minute agility station, right? Quick feet, rest, quick feet, rest, skiers, quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. They're slightly different, right? Left foot, right foot, different combinations. Lunge station for 6 minutes. Older adults are funny, right? You could do the exact same lunges. You change it to a prisoner lunge or an arms crossed across your chest lunge. Whoa, so different, right? It's the same thing. Still, we're still doing lunges.
What's a skier for you?
Skier for me?
Yeah.
Skiers. Yeah, side to side hops. Yeah. So we're using a line, right? So quick feet, front and back over line, quick feet, front and back over line. Skier, we'd still use that line and we're hopping. Yep, back and forth. Yep. So for some people, if they can't do the hop, then they're just going to obviously do both feet back and forth. Okay, so lunges, partner drills. They can do all kinds of different pushing and pulling. Open arm cross body pulls. Here's where they're pushing and pulling, standing against each other. Half kneeling, this can be really fun if they can do it. Standing hand battle. Again, doing all kinds of different partner drills. Floor stations, we got front planks, dead bugs, bird dogs, side planks. All the kind of floor stuff you'd normally do. Okay. Postural work. Supine snow angels, dead bugs, prone snow angels, plank stuff. Again, all kinds of balance work here. This could potentially work as a whole warm-up segment, right? Single leg stance, walk the line on tiptoes. Forward reach with narrow stance, right? So you put someone in a really narrow stance and then ask them to reach forward. Whoa, that's a little bit harder, right? Side reach with narrow stance, right? How far can you reach to the side when you're standing with your feet close together? That's a little bit harder, right? Red light, green light game can be fun. Gait and agility, all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is just examples, right? Karaoke, square stepping clockwise. Square stepping counterclockwise. To your other left. No, your other left. TikTok walks, high knee march, skipping. Crossing the stream, you can put all kinds of different little agility dots out. TikTok walks, so they're walking like a clock. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of tell them like which.
Yes. Yeah.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock,
yeah. Yep. Strength stations, so we got walking lunges, squats to hammer curls, prisoner get-ups, all kinds of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Bent over rows, alternating dumbbell curl. People are always like, well, what's better? It's not what's better. Do all of it, right? It's like, do I want to do double arm rows, single arm rows, right arm, left arm, you know, contralateral lunges? No, all of it, right? We need to do all of it because we want to do all the functional patterns, right? Is single arm better than two arm? No, it might be harder for some clients, but we need to do it all, right? So all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
These are all in the members area for you. And you have this handout too. So here's a bunch of sample finishers I talked about earlier. So as many reps as you can in 3 minutes, right? We're gonna do Spider-Man planks, bridge marches. So you do 10 of those, 10 of these, and we're just gonna keep going for 3 minutes. Prisoner get-ups, alternating legs for 2 minutes. That is tough. You're gonna have some older adults who can't do that, right? Because they can't get down on their knees, right? And we'll have to come up with an alternative for them, like total body extension or something else. Squat jumps, mountain climbers, 2 minutes of jumping jacks. That's brutal. Oh my goodness. Whew, gonna get some heart rate up.
Yep.
Ice skaters and squat jumps, mountain climbers, skipping. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can use for finishers, right, that work. You can and you have the freedom to do other things, right? Like FitBody Bootcamp doesn't totally allow you to just do whatever you want in a boot camp, right? FitBody Forever, you can do yoga, you can do Pilates, you can bring in Tai Chi. You can certainly use kettlebells, of course. You can do different programming options if you want to.